B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Gargano and Mertitus Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. Live from Blue Heron Golf Course, Ron Jaworski, the Great Jaws, his annual tournament at Blue Heron, which is a beautiful course right here, a stone's throw from the shore.
How about that Jaws bobblehead right there?
Dude, I was
life-size.
I'm mesmerized by it. We are outside the clubhouse, outside the Seven Tap Tavern, and where everybody's getting their carts and everybody's going to tee off. And there is a life-size Jaworski, Ron Jaworski bobblehead, and I'm mesmerized by it, brother.
I've never seen a bobblehead life-size.
No.
And the bobble of the head is perfect.
It is.
Must be spring-loaded.
And it's a young Jaws.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7, the old-school jersey. It's an awesome...
It's got the silver wings,
dude,
in the helmet.
Dude, I'm mesmerized by that thing, man. I want to steal it.
When I was here last year, as a matter of fact, in that same location right there was the Lombardi Trophy.
Wow, really?
Yeah, this year we got a Jaws life-size bobblehead. Last year, the Lombardi. Hopefully, the Lombardi Trophy and the Jaws bobblehead are here next year.
Can we steal that?
Yes.
I want to make it that...
Fit that in your bag.
I want to make that our caper for today. It's a caper to steal that thing, yeah, man. That is awesome. Well, what was not awesome was the Phillies weekend, an embarrassing weekend for the Phillies to lose to a bad AAA Marlins team, a team that was more reminiscent of an independent league team than a real Major League Baseball team. But then again, the Phillies don't play like one. Phillies embarrassed. Gabe Kapler should be ashamed. Mm. He's become a mock. Phillies in free fall, sinking deeply into the abyss, and it doesn't get worse, Jason, than losing 3 straight, getting swept at home to the Marlins.
Yeah.
One of the worst lineups in all of baseball by far. Starling Castro hits cleanup for that squad.
Not Fidel Castro.
Oh, my
God. Might as well
be. God, they're horrible.
Oh, horrible.
And you lose to that team?
Yeah.
What? It's low, man. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. And if I'm John Middleton, I'm livid.
Yeah.
That my investment of stupid money has yielded stupid baseball.
Well, it's yielded stupid baseball. It's yielded stupid decision makings. It's yielded stupid general managing and glaring holes that have not been addressed. And who knows if they will address them. Are they moving from a team as we approach July, 1 week from today, that's going to be more in a position to sell than they are buy, if you can believe it, the way they've started?
Yeah.
Anthony, since last year in August when they hit their late August swoon, as Jimmy from Mount Holly says, they are 16 games under 500, 56-70.
Well, it's funny because...
And they got off to a great start this year.
Yeah, and Gabe was able to put a stamp on the team. That's why.
Yep.
Here's the stamp.
Yeah. 17-34 to end 2018, 39-38 now to start 2019.
I don't know what to say. I mean, this is momentous. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the biggest disaster in Philadelphia since Chip Kelly.
They're 6-14 in the month of June.
Yeah, I mean, again,
what?
You know, baseball's a long season, and you can turn things around. But
it's hitting season now, though, right?
Yeah, I don't see them turning
warming
around.
Warming up?
I mean, the whole thing.
Now,
their lineup, listen, I completely thought, I was completely wrong. I thought their lineup would hit. But again, I don't know how much is Gabe and what they're being taught and how what they're being told to do by the front office.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if we're looking at where to assess blame thus far, you got to look at the general manager. You got to look straight at Matt Klentak and his idiom, which is analytics, which is let me reinvent baseball and it's yielded this mess.
Yeah, and you know,
so I'm glad the numbers work out. You could blame the numbers, Matt.
Yeah, well, the numbers aren't paying out right now for the Philadelphia Eagles. They're Jason Kelce, by the way. But nonetheless, when you look at Anthony, everybody wants to clip the manager right now. And Gabe Kapler, he doesn't have any control. Cesar Hernandez, two boneheaded plays this weekend. One not running out the one where he thought was going to be foul. Not sliding in the second on Sunday. And you're like, what is going on here? There's no, it looks like the players don't believe in the manager. That he's, quote, lost the clubhouse, right? Bryce is essentially laughing at his idiotic idea.
Wow, but it was idiotic. Machine. I mean, it was stupid.
That's like bringing out a sex doll. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, really?
I mean, to relieve the pressure. It's like, come on, let's play baseball here. Now, all that being said, like Andrew said to us before the show, I wouldn't mind if Gabe got launched. I don't want Gabe launched. You know why? Because he's just going to be replaced by another robotic, analytic iPad manager. As long as this is the chart this organization wants to, the course that this organization wants to take. So he's got a flawed lineup that he's throwing out there. I get it. He hasn't been great. The general manager hasn't been good. The only thing that's been pretty good is ownership and the stupid money. But when you look at the result right now, it looks really stupid.
Nah, it's terrible, man. The approach is awful. I don't know what kind of baseball this is. This is just,
it's horrific to watch. I know that.
No, it is. It's awful. Yeah. No, it's shameful. Really, it's an embarrassment to what we expected.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
Were we oversold?
No, you can't go out and spend all that money.
Yeah, you can't go out and spend all that money. Did we get a little ahead of ourselves? Maybe we did, and what we expected from this team. I don't know if they're going to be able to turn around. There's a lot of baseball left. But here's the deal, Anthony. Right now, they are adrift at sea.
Yes.
And I don't know that there's anybody to put a rudder in the water. And I get the sense that the players don't want to help them out. That's the scary part.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the players as much as I helping them out. I think the approach is wrong. The approach, again, it's the analytics. Yeah. You know, like, listen, if the directive from upstairs is launch angles and, you know, this is what we're playing, shift wide, all that stuff. I mean, it's just, that's where the problem lies. The problem lies in the approach. I don't know what John Maley's teaching them. I mean, really.
He's probably just a machine, too. He's just part of a cog.
I mean, it's kind of fools, isn't it? Like I brought this up last week, and I don't mean to just keep bringing the guy's name up, but if you got Charlie Manuel as a resource,
I'm gonna tap it,
and you have a team that can't hit.
I don't know.
I mean, does it take a genius to go, hey, Chow, could just take a look? I mean,
you peek under the hood, maybe.
I mean, I mean, am I stupid? Like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you do that?
Because they don't believe his approach.
Right.
is the right approach.
Right, they believe in their numbers, and quite frankly,
how's that working out?
It's a disaster.
It's terrible.
And Matt Klentak, and again, I blame Klentak way more than I blame Gabe because I think Gabe is a puppet. I think he's directed by to do everything from the front office.
Yeah.
And they're going to, at some point, if this continues the way it does, they'll have poor Gabe as the sacrificial lamb, and they'll continue until they have no more buffers, Senator, and then they get their heads lopped off.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm with you. I don't think that it is time to fire the manager. I think you got to play this all the way through, because if you think just firing Gabe Kapler because of the way things have just plummeted here over the last month and the fact that they've lost their entire lead in not only obviously the division, but they're out of the wild card. They're 6.5 back right now.
I'm pissed off, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pissed off because
you wanted it back.
Yeah, I did. And here's why. And this is, You know, for the longest time I was struggling. Like, I'm not feeling them.
Yeah.
You remember that? And that's when they were playing decent, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's this. What it is, they tried to reinvent the game. And it just offends me. It just does. It's just on every level.
Yeah.
It's offensive. And look, on paper, you got some players.
Yeah.
This needs to be scrapped.
Yeah.
It needs it. Their approach, everything they're taught needs to be scrapped.
Yeah. Well, look, I got to put blame on players too, because you're right. There is some talent in there with JT Realmuto and Segura as a professional hitter. Yeah, he's getting away with murder right
now. He's been a disaster.
Horrible in the month of June. But you look at and Bryce Harper and Reese Hoskins and all these guys, really the only guy hitting Scott Kingery. But when you look at that, Anthony, you got these guys get paid to be the best players on the planet in their given sport. And a lot of times we blame the coach for not holding their hand. Well, you know what? Players, if you need a coach to motivate you in the big league level, then you're soft. Like, you got to step up to the plate. You got to have some pride.
Yeah, players don't need him to motivate them.
No.
But again, if
we blame coaches far too often in sports.
Yeah, but again, I think it's more, I think it is a coaching situation.
Because of where their head is with launch angles and all that garbage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I disagree with you.
Paralyzing them with numbers, and I look at it. It's not working. I mean, it's just clearly you have some talent, some hitting talent on this team, and if it's not doing again, we're approaching the end of June.
Yeah,
you know, all of a sudden it's got late.
Yeah, we kept saying, oh, it's still early, there's plenty of time, blah, blah, blah. And that's when they were playing well. And now all of a sudden it's, well, it's only June 6th. Now it's one week from today.
No,
until July 1.
No, the think about it, right? The All-Star break is bearing down on us. The trade deadline, July 31st. And there's no waiver period this year.
No, totally different ballgame.
That's gone. So you're going to make a trade. You're going to make a trade by July 31st. It's a hard deadline.
I love that, by the way. They did that.
Yeah, I do too.
First and foremost. But yeah, where it's going right now, I don't know. We need to hear from the people today, though. Where are you shifting the blame? Where does the blame lie? To just say it's on Gabe is to me, not going in depth far enough.
Like, again, I just see mistakes that you should not make.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Quinn, kid comes in, he can't come close to the plate. He walks Roman Quinn, and Cesar is swinging, second pitch.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. You know, again, I see far too much of that.
Yeah. It's been low IQ baseball.
Yeah.
And you'd think an analytical approach would be high IQ baseball. But instead, it's been the opposite.
Well, but again, if that's the fallacy, high IQ baseball is the art of baseball. If you follow strictly the numbers,
you take the art out.
And you're not smart.
Yes,
it works against you.
610-632-0975. That is the number. Boy, right now,
I want to set fire to that. I want to get the. You remember in Office Space when he gets the bat beat and just whacks the computer.
I
want to grab Mac. Yeah. You never saw Office Space?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, Andrew.
Yes. I'll take your word. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, see,
come on,
he gets
Jason.
PC and he. See, I want to get Matt Klintak's iPad and just roof it.
Like a 30, Louisville Slugger 34?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to go into his office with a bat. And just,
kill everything.
Kill everything with a memory stick.
Anything that plugs in is done. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. The Philly season right now hanging on in the balance right now on June 24th, I guess it is. Wow. Stay tuned. We're back with more from the Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Classic after this.
Thank God we're talking football later today.
Woo-hoo.
Man, I love living in Philadelphia, but you know who else loves living here? Rats, roaches, bed bugs, termites, so many other forms of disgusting pests. For every cockroach and ant that you spray, for every trap that you set, there are thousands more hiding places you can't reach or see. This is not a do-it-yourself job, folks. I'm telling you, for unwanted pests, you need an expert. That's why you need to trust Expel Exterminating. Expel works with top-rated restaurants and multi-housing management companies in Philadelphia, and they're bringing their expertise to your home now. That's right. You can get rid of it. Make sure you get rid of all the skeevies expels technicians all state licensed and trained. They have the best warranties and prices in the market, sometimes 50% less than their competitors, to get rid of bed bugs and termites and roaches and ants and rodents and wildlife and all kinds of skeevy other pests. Call 877-BUG-FREE. That's 877-BUG-FREE. Or go to expel1.com. That's expel1.com. Expel, exterminating. If it bugs you, it bugs us.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Today at Hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
What's this, Bob?
This is from the movie Office Space. When he's beating up, he's beating up the computer.
Beating up the electronics?
Yeah, with the bat. He's taking a bat to the computer, to the PC.
Now, did he go wood bat or did he go aluminum?
No, I think it was wood bat.
It was wood bat. Oh, that's old school. You're pretty, a wood bat guy.
Pretty sure it was wood bat. I got to tell you, I'm this weekend was worse than last 5 years.
It was bad. Because you know how bad it was coming
right,
into
like
it.
Of all baseball, yeah. The last 5 years, this was the low point. This might be the low point since, like, 1999.
Well, really?
Well,
because of the expectation?
Yeah. They got... That Marlins lineup is trash.
Yeah, they got hit 13-2 at one point.
The kid Cooper's young. They just brought him up. He's not bad.
Yeah,
but they're not. They're an awful lineup. Andrew, back me up here. That Marlins lineup is awful. It's an independent league lineup.
Yeah, the front office of the Marlins was probably actually angry that they swept the Phils because they're tanking at this point.
Yeah.
They're trying to get a first overall pick, and they swept the Phillies.
They're tanking in mid-June. It drives me crazy.
They're you know what it's worse to? It's like, everything's bad. Like, their pitching isn't good.
You got to have a guy named Eniel De Los Santos start yesterday.
I mean,
And are we back to, what is it now for the fifth starter? Is it Velasquez?
He pitched well, right?
He's been their best pitcher over the last week.
Yeah,
from the opener.
I mean, you're
kidding me, right?
This is bad. This is like really bad. Andrew, I don't know. You're a baseball man through and through. I don't think I don't think there has been anything worse than this stretch.
No.
Culminating with this past weekend.
Especially with the expectations that you have, right? I mean, the years of 2012, 2013, 2014, you didn't have expectations with Marlon Byrd on that team. I mean, you brought in stars. You have the best catcher in baseball. You're supposed to have one of the top right fielders in the league. I mean, the front office, I said it before the season started, and you did too, Anthony. The front office basically ignored the starting pitching, right? They ignored the starting pitching coming into the season. They ignored the bullpen. And you're getting your costs with
it
right now.
They ignore the bullpen. They went out and got Robertson.
Okay, one guy. And then they tried to tell you that Tommy Hunter was still going to be good. Now, unfortunately, he's hurt.
But
you assumed Sir Anthony was going to be better this year. So I don't know if they ignored that. And I kind of get why they went into the season like they did with the starting pitching even. Because you thought Nola was going to be an ace.
Yeah.
Maybe Arrieta would be a little bit more consistent.
And you thought that you could actually score runs.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's what we all made the assumption. Like, I feel like an idiot because I thought they were going to bash their way, and they did for a while.
Well,
but now they don't hit.
No, but the weird thing about it is that they bashed in April and shut it down in May.
Yeah,
and they really shut it down in June.
Yeah, they just jumper cables.
No, but like that's what's so weird is that they completely have not hit since the beginning, since the first couple weeks of the season.
Don't worry, Gage's bringing a curveball machine, though, so we'll be good. Everything's going to be fine.
Like, I don't get this at all.
But that's absurd. Like, you know what's funny? Like, listen, I got no tears for Gabe either. I mean, I think he's half a mock right now. I mean,
he looks like half a Stu Nod, frankly.
Well,
I got to break out the meter.
The clubhouse pays him no mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. I mean, like, Bryce Harper, do you have that, Andrew?
Yeah, do you want to hear Gabe first about the curveball machine?
Yeah. And then we'll go to Bryce Harper and his reaction when he was told about what he said.
Where do you guys go from here? Maybe about 7 or 8.
Go to work. Every single day. We don't stay the course, we make adjustments. So we're doing little things to get better. For instance, next week, first couple of days of the Mets series, we'll do some extra work on the field. We'll bring out a curveball machine and we'll bring out a live arm.
I mean, really? But Bryce, what do you have to say?
Gabe talked just a little bit a couple minutes ago about how you're going to bring in a machine to throw curveballs and maybe even somebody live to throw curveballs during BP and if extra work if people want it. How much does that go into maybe getting this turned around? How important is that kind of stuff?
I'm just trying to answer this. For me, I personally, I don't do that. I think for everybody else, if they want to do that, then, you know, that's on them. It's everybody hits the ball at 5 o'clock usually. So it's usually, 7:05 when the game starts. You got to get better and you got to play. You got to work hard and have good at bats, and if you guys are going to throw a curveball in there, you better be able to hit it. But if you guys want to get extra work and, get that in, then, we're going to do that.
Wow.
That's an indictment of epic proportions.
I mean, seriously, he just got undressed. He got pantsed. Bryce Harper pantsed him without meaning to.
Yeah.
He pantsed him.
He tried to pull himself together.
I mean, listen to that.
But what he didn't say there is... Did he really say that, or are you kidding me about the curveball?
No, he just went.
He's like, seriously? Did he say that? And he was serious.
I mean, play Gabe too. Gabe's all serious. Play Gabe.
A curveball machine, I think, would be.
Do some extra work on the field. We'll bring out a curveball machine, and we'll bring out a live arm.
We'll bring out a live arm. We only have dead arms in the.
You're gonna bring a weekend of birdies out there,
dude. I don't mean to laugh, but the only way we can handle this is to make this is comical.
It's called gallows humor.
Yes, it is, and we're in the gallows right now.
I have no ill will against Gabe. He seems like a nice dude, right? Whatever. But he's obviously swimming right now. You can't have the star player. He laughed at him.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal. He laughed at him.
Yeah. The guy who just signed a 13-year, $350 million contract.
You got nothing.
Yeah.
You got nothing. I mean, think about that for 1 second. If Bryce Harper laughs at you, what do you got to say?
Yeah. Well, I got to read this for you.
Like, you're done.
I had put out a tweet yesterday, and the response I got, I was shocked by. But I just said, it's not taps yet for the Phillies, just yet. But to get swept by the Marlins is horrifying. So I said, with that said, here for everyone Saturday night, put the countdown clock to Eagles training.
Right.
And this guy, Ryan Rosen, responded, Anthony, and I want to get your thoughts on this response. And he says, I would rather them, meaning the Phillies, collapse now then drag it out till August. Now, for the life of me, and I responded, I said, I don't get this way of thinking. Because why would you prefer they collapse now in June?
Yeah, I get that. I get it.
Do you?
Yeah, I totally get it.
See, that seems short-sighted to me.
Because
it's baseball. You can battle back. We're not even at the All-Star break.
You can, but in his mind is, you know, there's such a thing called that, you know, and you know the theory of the dead cat bounce, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people look at this team and they don't believe in any piece of it. All right? So instead of being drug along the summer with false hope, it's stamp it out.
See, I disagree with that.
That's what it is. Well, I mean, you know.
Well, here's why I disagree with it.
Whatever.
Because I think we have to change our expectations clearly at this point.
Expectations.
But to me, for them to just flame out and be bad the rest of the way because you want the juice, you know, the regime to be fired. But to me, that's short-sighted because if that's the case, then Kingery doesn't develop. Reese Hoskins doesn't develop. None of those things happen. You know what I mean? So I need all those players to develop and move forward.
The legendary Tom LeMay.
Yeah, I see Tom all the time. We're going to put him in the G League.
That's it, Tommy. That's it, buddy.
Good job ordering up some good weather today, Tom, too.
Looks great, don't he, Tom?
He's hit every Flyers game. Every Sixers game, always there.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with regime firing. Listen, they're not firing. They're not going to change their organizational slant.
And philosophy.
So, like, Gabe is a puppet. Like, there's no... I took that not as trying to get rid of... Because I've, you know, heard this argument before about how it's best for a team to lose so they change the coach.
Mm-hmm.
But I just took that statement by saying, you know, they're not a playoff team. They are flawed, and I don't want to go through a whole summer being teased.
Yeah.
That's what I took from.
Okay, so you definitely took it different than I did. And with the way you perceived it, the logic, I agree with you. I'm going to have to change my expectation. But I'll tell you what, it's a friggin' shame. It's a friggin' shame.
Yeah, it sucks. I know. It's, you know,
because we had some expectations. We felt like things were moving in the right direction for the first time. They spend all this money. They go out. They get guys like to create excitement, like Real Muto, Segura, Harper, obviously. You add that with Reese Hoskins. And here we are in the same friggin' pickle barrel that we've been in for the last 9 years.
Yeah.
With the season over in June, for goodness sake. We're still 4 weeks from training camp, and it's over.
You know what, though?
God bless.
You want to? No. Listen, I feel I'm upset too. I really am, because it pains me with the sport.
Yep.
You know, like it really hurts in that sense. But I don't think the masses really care.
Wow.
I don't. I don't sense like this
uproar.
Nah.
Well, let's find out.
Yeah. I mean,
talk to
honestly,
the masses.
Yeah. There should be. I mean, this is a colossal. This would be a colossal failure. I mean, you know, again, one of the great failures in the history of Philadelphia sports. It's Chip Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Chip Kelly, dream team,
yep.
and then this one.
Wow. 610-632-0975. All right, so we've said our piece. You kind of know where Anthony and I both sit. Where do you sit on this? I mean, there's a lot of baseball left. Is it over already? Do you want this?
They got no pitching.
I know.
They got a flawed lineup. They don't have
a center fielder.
Dude, listen, they don't have a leadoff guy. This is why it's over, all right? I mean, if you're going to be real about it, you got no bullpen. You got no closer. You got barely a rotation, right?
Two and a half guys.
Right? Your ace isn't it. You got no ace. You got no leadoff guy. You got a flawed lineup.
Other than that, things are great.
No, really.
you're right.
How do you turn it around when you have no ace, no closer, no leadoff guy, not enough power? I don't know. You tell me how that's a playoff team.
Well, and a philosophical.
You watch the Dodgers. They got wrecked by the Dodgers. They got eaten up by the Dodgers.
And there's a philosophical divide as well.
They got eaten up by the Braves. All this stuff.
Got eaten up by the Marlins.
I know. Well,
it's 16-4.
They played the Braves. They swept the Braves. Yeah, in March.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the first series of the season.
Different ballgame. 610-632-0975. Calvin in West Philly starts us off on the Fanatic. What's up, Cal?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Anthony, this is Calvin, the Uber driver, man. I saw you down at the surf club on Thursday, you and your pop.
Yeah, what's up, Cal? What a pleasure it was to meet you, man.
Hosted me in the clubhouse. He works there like 4 years. So when Gabe came last year, him and I were talking, and it was when Arrieta and Gabe got in. You know, Arrieta said something out on the mic about Gabe.
Yes, okay?
So my cousin tells me, he goes, listen, the dude that you see in front of the camera is not the dude in the clubhouse. I said, what do you mean? He goes, this guy gets in people's faces. Like, he's got, like, he's arrogant, he's got an attitude problem, but he switches it up when he's on an interview. He says, one night right. I was at the gym working out. He said, I mean, not working, and he was working out, Gabe, and he said he was in there screaming at the weights, throwing them around. He was like a madman. He got anger control problems. So I wanted to tell you was, I got myself in trouble when I was younger, and I had to take anger management courses, right? And he does things that I remember them teaching us. And I think he lost the team a long time ago, man. So, you know, it's management. I get that. And it's pitching. But a lot of the teams don't have a bullpen. Look at all the scoring in the ninth inning. Everybody's got a problem with pitchers. But the point is that these guys aren't playing hard because they know that there's something wrong with that dude. You know, they're turned off by him.
You know why? You might be right, Cal. I mean, you might be right by it. And the only thing is, I do think part of the problem is systemic with the organizational philosophy, with it, the analytic piece of it, and the approach.
Yeah, but all the teams are doing it. But what I'm trying to say is,
not all the teams.
Well, not all of them, but a lot of them do it. I mean, the word is in every sport. They all saying it.
You can point to the Astros and say they're a very analytical organization. Look at the success they had, but they also drafted and developed extremely well. They have players.
But the point I'm trying to make is you got to agree to this. Once you lose your guys, man, and they ain't listening.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't care what lineup you got. I don't care what you do. Look at Bryce. Poor Bryce. He didn't even know before he got it. They probably hit him to it the second day. Now he's laughing. You think that's the first time those guys laughed at him? You know they're all laughing.
No, Cal, thanks for the call. I think there's a lot of laughing behind his back.
Dude, first of all, do you get this Bryce Harper leading off thing?
Why is that a good idea?
I mean, you got Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins. What kind of sense is that lineup? I mean, really?
It is comical.
I mean, you go Harper, Hoskins? That's your lineup?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. That's just stop reinventing the sport.
To Calvin's point, look, it wouldn't be the first time that there's been a manager or a coach that has this impression to the media is one thing, and behind the scenes, he's a tyrant.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
You know, I mean, hey, listen.
Guys know how to play the game.
Listen, they could all be thumbing their nose at him going, dude.
Sure.
Get out.
Yeah.
You're wasting
our time.
But ultimately, I don't think it's him.
Organizational philosophy.
Ultimately, I think it's from what I hear is that, you know, he does not manage with complete autonomy.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if Klentak's hands aren't on that lineup.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I don't know. I think he's very involved. I think that front office is very involved in the way that team looks.
And day-to-day decision-making.
Yep.
That's scary.
That's what I believe. Listen, I could be wrong, but...
It's the first-time general manager, Anthony, that's never managed, and you got a first-time manager that doesn't know how to back him off.
You know, you got McPhail in here, and you look at... He gives his stamp to Klentak, and...
So that's where his weight comes from.
Yeah.
Because McPhail has got his back.
Yeah.
And the guy's name has got a fail in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you spell with a PH.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get
any more Philly than that.
Right. You want to talk about dripping with irony.
Yeah.
When he got hired, it was that case.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Look at Ron Jaworski. Look at him Look out, Ray. He looks outrageous.
I'm coming in there to have some fun, man. Get your golf clubs out of your trunk. Let's go. I need an all-star player on my team out here. You ready?
Yes! By the way, the greatest thing I've seen this calendar year is
that
life-size bobblehead, Ron. Josh, that thing is awesome.
That thing is scary.
It is.
Could have had hair on that thing.
Yeah. My hair was a different color. I had a beard. It's original, you know, throwback
1980s.
I'm scared. My wife said, you're making fun of me.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I got my grandson.
We're trying
Ryan
to steal it, Josh.
My head out there. Look at that.
We're trying to steal that, Josh.
When did you get that made?
This year. Yeah, this year. So, you know, people are crazy enough to have their picture taken.
I want to get my picture.
It's life size, man. It's life size. Yeah. I think it was right after a touchdown pass.
That's right. That's
hey, I can't
right,
wait. Buddy. I can't wait for the football season to start getting on with you guys, breaking it down. This is a rock solid Eagles team this year, man. You got to be pumped about this group.
Talk about, real quick, this offense.
Dynamic. You're going to look at every dimension. Offense is about dimensions. Can you run the football? Can you run it inside? Can you run it outside? Can you throw the football? Can you spread the field deep? Oh, DeSean Jackson. Can you catch a short game? Oh, Zach Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey. Do you have a running game? Plethora of running backs right now. I love Miles. I think he's going to be a three-down back, finally a go-to back. And, of course, we got a quarterback that potentially is the best in the NFL. So how can you not be excited? And I don't want to forget the guys down in the trenches. You look at this Eagle roster, O-line, D-line. Rock solid. Not a weakness up front. Young players, veteran players. How can you not be excited, Ant?
Oh, my God. You got me fired up. Let's go.
We got 2 months to go. I got to calm down.
73 days before they kick it off, Josh. But who's counting?
I love it. 73 days. I can't wait to start coming on regularly and breaking it down with you guys.
Josh, this tournament is awesome.
35 years, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Yep.
I think back 35 years ago, you know, when we started doing this, I think we raised like, you know, $10,000-$11,000. It was awesome. It was great. It's grown. We've raised over $5 million now. And wow. Here's the cool thing. We built playgrounds, ball fields, given kids uniforms, helmets.
That's great.
You know, you remember the down there in Chester, those kids had their uniforms stolen.
Oh, yeah.
We wrote a check. Get all them uniforms back. The Ventnor Pirates Little League team, when Superstorm Stanley came through, devastated their field, their equipment. We wrote them a check for $35,000. This program keeps kids off the street. They're playing sports, football, baseball, basketball, cheerleading, you name it, we support them all. Nutritious food for inner city kids, less fortunate kids. It's all about the kids. And, you know, I keep saying, tomorrow I'll wake up and, oh, man, I don't know if I could do it again. By Wednesday, okay, let's go rally the troops and let's go. And by the way, I have incredible partners and sponsors that make it all happen. So I'm deeply indebted to them.
You do. God bless you, man. What you do in this community, it's all. I'm sitting here looking around and taking it all in, and it's, first of all, Blue Heron is magnificent. Yeah,
pretty sweet place. And by the way, you know, I mean, I love doing this really for a simple reason. When I go to these ball fields and cut the ribbon and see these kids, I mean, it just makes me think how fortunate I am and get people involved, you know, like the Fanatic, come out here and broadcast the good things that are going on in our community. All these players, I got over 60 celebrities here. And, you know, these guys aren't getting paid. They're coming out here for a philanthropic cause. You know, they know it's important to the community. They give back. You know, we got all kinds of guys flying in from all over the country to be here for over
the
weekend.
Two sessions again, Ron?
Two sessions. Yeah, we sold out. 25 fivesomes in the morning and 25 fivesomes in the afternoon. It's been sold out literally every year that I can remember. And as I'm getting older, I can't remember too much anymore.
Who's the headliners this year?
Well, you know, I mean, Merrill Hodge comes back every year.
Him,
Mark Schlereth this year.
Yeah.
You know, Randy Cross. See John Runyon out here. And the guy's just having a good old time. You know, Icky Woods comes out and he entertains everybody. Jason Kelsey's out there right now playing. So the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
George, that's why you're the Pope.
Yeah,
you're the Pope of Philadelphia.
I can't wait.
Roger Worst.
Get this season rocking, baby. Let's go, fellas.
Let's do it. Let's do it. He's the best, man. Jaws
has got to create like the 5-hour energy, the Jaws energy, like the energy drink, like the energy shot. Because I want one.
I love this this life size bobblehead.
It's awesome. We got to take a picture of it.
We got to tweet. It's the greatest.
Yeah, it is awesome.
We got to get one of John Runyon, put it right next to Jaws, and the two like
well, Runyon's half John Runyon.
The life size John Runyon bobblehead blocking for Jaws.
That's the all-time team.
That's an all-time Eagles team, yeah.
Yeah. You got Runyon at tackle?
Yeah.
Jaws, it's
right tackle
under center?
That's awesome.
Yeah, great stuff. And great weather out here today. And we're going to enjoy it out here. And just walking through and you see all the helmets all signed by all the former NFL players.
Yeah, kind of
current.
It was great because when you see Jaws, you get real excited. And
you feel football. He oozes football.
Yeah,
he's like Baldy.
Yes.
Like his skin feels like pigskin.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
No, you do. You get that. You get that whole feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it is cool, man. It's funny because we talked about it at the end of June. We are close. We're close.
You want the official countdown, Anthony?
Yes. In fact, we need it.
All right. The NFL season kicks off that Thursday night in 73 days, 9 hours, and 32 minutes. But the Eagles go to training camp in 29 days.
Wow.
How about that?
29 days.
Well, 29 days, 23 hours. But so it's basically 30 days. It'll be 4 weeks from this Wednesday when they report and 4 weeks from Thursday when they strap on the equipment and get on the field to play.
That's great.
Yep. Unbelievable.
And then we won't be saddled with
just Philly's disappointment. Well, at that point, we'll know that the Sixers are running it back, right?
Yes. Well, no. Listen, next week's a big week for the Sixers.
No question about it.
610. We're going to find out a lot about that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of key information is going to come in. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Nick in college. I can't see my mouse in there. There it is. There's the clicker. What's up, Nicky?
Gentlemen, how you guys? Man, happy Monday. Happy, hope you had a great weekend. Watching the Phils. You know, if you take the Phils out of the lineup, hope you had a good weekend, both of you guys. Listen, we were three games up after the first series this season, right, against the Braves. And now we're six and a half behind. That's a nine and a half. I mean, look, you take the third, fourth, top three, four worst teams in the league, and they're buried 10, 12, 14 games behind. You're talking about the Phils, the only team in history who signed three prior All-Star players from the previous season, right? Remember we were so happy about that? Like, oh, my
JT.
God. This McPhail thing, it's a Chip Kelly. In my opinion, it's a Chip Kelly situation right now. You literally get everybody who's touched this guy, from McPhail down to Klintak to Gabe. Everybody who's touched this guy, you clear him out right now. You know why? You're stuck with Harper. I don't want to say you're stuck. You have Harper for 13 years. You have Hoskins, Kingery, and Aaron. Your core four, right? You need to let these guys know that, hey, listen, this isn't working for you. We're not happy. We believe this is the future of baseball, but it's not working for you. So John Cigar Billionaire guy, he's got to come down like our man Jeff Lurie and go, guess what, guys? Everybody out. Grab two boxes.
You won't do that until, September, at the end of September.
But I know, Anthony, but guess what? This team right now doesn't care. Like, they literally don't care about anybody.
I see the same thing you see. So, I mean, I get it. But, they're not going to do anything. You don't do anything that drastic until the end of the year, and then you clean house.
Listen, I get that, and somebody told me this morning, oh, guess what? We're in a game and a half behind outside a wild card, right? Or a game and a half or two and a half. I think game and a half, but I'm going, wait.
They're a game over 500. Do you believe that?
Right. The one game
38 now.
With this pitching staff and these dormant bats, you want to get in a one-game playoff and do what?
Well, first
and do
of all,
what in a one-game playoff?
Yeah, I mean, forget about playoffs. I mean, I'm not even thinking about that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that here on June 24th right now.
But you know what? You heal these minds for the next 80 games. You tell them, hey, listen, you give them 80 games to go, listen, we're starting fresh now. This is what we're doing. And you bring an old school, because the Astros, you guys brought up the Astros, how analytic they are. But guess what? The World Series, I saw them win. They small balled all over the field.
Well, they played to the situation is what they did. They weren't beholden a religion.
Yeah, and they have supreme talent.
Yeah.
I mean, they already have a great lineup.
The arms, Ant.
They already have a great lineup. They have been banged up. Correa has been out.
Yep.
Altuve just came back. But they got a kid, Yordan Alvarez, who is a left-handed power hitter. Part of it is that they were able to scout and they were able to build a team. I mean, Andrew, have you seen Yordi Alvarez?
Yes, the guy's just raking. He hit a home run his first at bat in the major leagues.
And he hit one yesterday. They've been scuffled because they had lost. Half their lineup was hurt.
Yeah, it must but be they, nice you know, to they, just pull guys up and they're fine.
Right. Well, you had, Michael Brantley. I mean, look at the
organizational depth is what they have.
And they had great. And by the way, they got Verlander, who yesterday, when they need a win to kind of stop the bleeding against the Yankees, he shuts them down.
That's what an ace.
And allows the bats to beat up on Jay Happ.
Don't worry. We got our Verlander tonight. Zach Eflin.
Well, here's the deal, though, too. The Mets are coming to town now. This could get really ugly at Citizens Bank Park if they don't find a way to get something going.
I thought the next 10 games were their panacea.
Yep.
Because you had Marlins 3, Mets 4, Marlins 3.
Yep.
You're going to want to.
Because you know those rat Met fans are going to come down, too.
I mean, it's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they get embarrassed in their own park with those Met fans making all kinds of noise, I'll tell you, this is not good.
Have you guys seen the way the Braves have been playing?
Mm-hmm.
You've been following them, Andrew?
Yes.
They look like a completely different team than the Phillies. Like,
they're not analytical at all. They got an old school approach.
They
go out and play ball.
They're nasty.
Mm-hmm. They can hit.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman's as old school as it gets because he's a lefty who hits it to all fields.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, their lineup is so
Donaldson
deep.
Donaldson, who's giving them stuff, forget about all star. Albies is starting to hit. You see that?
Yeah, and he's batting eighth still at times. You know? That's how deep they are, that Ozzie Albies is their eighth hitter.
Yeah, if Freeman were here, Andrew, they'd tie his brain in a pretzel.
But I go back to it. They had literally are missing key components
and still,
of their team, of a baseball team. Again, no leadoff guy.
Yep.
No closer. No ace. No secondary power. How do you win?
No bat off the bench.
Well, really?
How are you supposed to win?
What are you going to do?
Yeah. That's why more blame goes to the
Phillies. I feel like an idiot for being hopeful for this team.
Yeah, well, they gave you a reason to feel hopeful out of the gate. Since that, Anthony, since the
yeah, but
calendar
their pitching
went to June?
was always suspect. Yeah. I just can't believe Nola, and he was all right, but he got against that Triple A lineup. But still, like,
and even when Arrieta gives you a quality start, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
they don't hit.
Yeah,
they got out-hit 16-4 by the Marlins. Are you kidding me?
And you're not in a position to just give away games.
Not anymore.
They can't trust the rotation. They have nobody. You ever see a rotation this bad?
I have, because I've been a Phillies fan for a long time. But this is bad right now. 610-632-0975. I, for the life of me, just can't figure out how they don't have more home runs. I cannot figure it out. 610-632. Launch angles. It's working out great.
Well, it's also your approach.
Yep.
You know, listen, the idea of hitting is to set yourself up for a pitch to hit, right?
Yep.
A fastball. What good is it? I know you want to work the count, but if you get a first pitch fastball, hack away, son.
Because it might be the only one you get. It is the Midday Show. We're live at the Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Classic. What a great day to be here. It's our only savior today.
Yes.
It is the Midday Show. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Listen, guys, you need a new roof? I got it, right? If something's going on and you need a new roof, go to the area's best reviewed and rated roofer, Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. That's right. My buddy's Anthony Labruciano. He's just created an amazing business. He's your local CertainTeed 5-star select shingle master. Did you know that only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve this status? It's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. The real impressive part is that Labruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty and 25-year warranty on the workmanship. Listen, you're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they're 5-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising their work and their communication. They're really good communicators, man. That's what you want when it comes to this sort of thing and the importance of your house. You're not going to find better people or better work. They are artists. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing Exteriors today, 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. LaBruciano Roofing. You'll visit them online, paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.